Hey there, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible, verse by verse. We're making our way through Exodus. We're almost done. Today, I'm going to be reading from Exodus chapter 36, verses 1 through 17 in the World English Bible, the web, and this is what it says. Bezalel and Oholiab shall work with every wise-hearted man in whom Yahweh has put wisdom and understanding to know how to do all the work for the service of the sanctuary, according to all that Yahweh has commanded. Moses called Bezalel and Oholiab and every wise-hearted man in whose heart Yahweh had put wisdom, even everyone whose heart stirred him to come to the work to do it. They received from Moses all the offering which the children of Israel had brought for the work of the service of the sanctuary, with which to make it. They kept bringing freewill offerings to him every morning. All the wise men who performed all the work of the sanctuary, each came from his work which he did. They spoke to Moses, saying, "The people have brought much more than enough for the service of the work which Yahweh had commanded to make." Moses gave a commandment, and they caused it to be proclaimed throughout the camp, saying, "Let neither man nor woman make anything else for the offering for the sanctuary." So the people were restrained from bringing, for the stuff they had was sufficient to do all the work and too much. All the wise-hearted men among those who did the work made the tabernacle with tent curtains of fine twined linen, blue, purple, and scarlet. They made them with cherubim, the work of a skillful workman. The length of each curtain was 28 cubits, and the width of each curtain 4 cubits. All the curtains had one measure. He coupled 5 curtains to one another, and the other 5 curtains he coupled to one another. He made loops of blue on the edge of one curtain from the edge in the coupling. Likewise, he made in the edge of the curtain that was outermost in the second coupling. He made 50 loops in the one curtain, and he made 50 loops on the edge of the curtain that was in the second coupling. The loops were opposite to one another. He made 50 clasps of gold and coupled the curtains to one another with the clasps. So the tabernacle was a unit. He made the curtains of goat's hair for a covering over the tabernacle. He made them 11 curtains. The length of each curtain was 30 cubits and 4 cubits the width of each curtain. The 11 curtains had one measure. He coupled 5 curtains by themselves and 6 curtains by themselves. He made 50 loops on the edge of the curtain that was the outermost in the coupling, and he made 50 loops on the edge of the curtain, which was the outermost in the second coupling. Okay, mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you again that I think our culture has it backwards. We say that wise people are people that think a lot. But here in the scripture, you say wise people are people who create things and make things from their hands. And so, Lord, I thank you so much that wisdom is not just limited to minds, but it's also part of our daily work. And so, Lord, we pray that you would give us the wisdom we need to do our work well, to do our work for you, for your sake, for your smile, and that it's not for nothing. Lord, you commanded before the fall, you commanded mankind to work. And this is part of our occupation as image bearers. And so, Lord, I pray for the person who's out of work right now, and I pray that you would provide a job in a beautiful, surprising, relational way, Lord. And I pray also for those who are discouraged in their work, that you would open their eyes to new avenues to be able to worship you and praise you in the midst of their work. Lord, I pray for advancement in work. I pray for salaries to raise. I pray for budgets to be made. And I pray for diligence. Lord, help us to work with all diligence, to be tenacious and to persevere and to work hard because it honors you, Lord. Not so hard that we forget Sabbath, as I prayed recently, but hard enough to know that we are just giving it our all. And Lord, I thank you that you are a rewarder of hard work. And so, Lord, give us that strength and that capability, I pray. And Lord, I also just thank you so much for this scripture, which talks about all they wanted to do was to give and give and give and give, and you had to constrain them. You had to stop them from giving. They so much wanted to give, and you had to say, "It's enough. It's more than enough. We have too much." Lord, may that be the heart that we have, that we would just be so joyful in our giving that that you would have to put a stop to it. Like, that's enough. That's enough. Lord, there are so many needs around the world. There are people hurting and starving and being harmed by other countries. And Lord, we feel so helpless sometimes, and we can't necessarily fly to the other side of the world and bring help. But Lord, open our hearts and our purses and our wallets so that money can be given for relief and help for those who are broken right now. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. And I just pray that today is a day that you find His face, you experience His presence, and you rest in His forgiveness of you.